This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission unveils final results of November 20 federal and provincial assembly elections. Election Commission to present the final election results to President Bidya Devi Bhandari today. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says government is committed to resolving country's economic problems. And France reaches final of the FIFA World Cup 2022 after defeating Morocco 2-0. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission of Nepal has published the final results of the federal and provincial elections held on November 20 this year. Organizing a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, the Commission made public the results of elections held under first-past-the-post and proportional representation system. The Election Commission said a total of 825 candidates had been elected as the House of Representatives and Province Assembly members. Under the House of Representatives, 184 male members and 91 female members had been elected. Similarly, under the Province Assembly elections, 350 male members and 200 female members had been elected. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said the Commission would present the final result to President Bidya Devi Bhandari today. Likewise, the Commission will present the final results of the provincial elections to the respective province chiefs on the 17th of December. The Commission has set a program to provide certificates to the elected parliamentarians under the proportional representation system on the 18th of December. The Election Commission said the election deposits of over 4,000 candidates had been confiscated by the Election Commission. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has extended thanks to all three tiers of the government for discharging their crucial roles in successfully accomplishing the elections. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Election Commission thanked the government of Nepal, province governments, local governments, voters and other concerned agencies. A writ petition has been filed at the Supreme Court demanding cancellation of the parliamentarian post of Rabi Lamichane, who is the chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Advocates duo Yuvaraj Safal and Raviraj Bartaula demanded that the court vacate Lamichane's post of lawmaker, arguing he is not a Nepali citizen. They asserted in the petition that Lamichane was not qualified even to be a candidate of the election to the House of Representatives. They argued that Lamichane had not taken a Nepali citizenship certificate after he gave up the U.S. citizenship. The advocates have also demanded re-pooling in Chitwan constituency number 2. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inaugurated Sri Ram Mithila Polytechnic Institute at her birthplace, Ramprasad Rai Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Bhojpur District. In her address to the inaugural program, President Bhandari expressed her confidence that the technical institute would ease local people to access technical education. President Bhandari said the Technical Institute would play a vital role for the educational development of the area. The head of the state noted that the state should lay emphasis on producing skilled human resources. CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has expressed his confidence that he would soon reach to the position to lead the country once again. At a closing of the Diamond Jubilee ceremony of Mahendra Primary School at Arnapurna Rural Municipality, Ward No. 1 in Kaski District yesterday, he promised to work in a way that the next generation would also notice the tangible changes in the country. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said that the government is committed to resolving problems seen in the country's economy. Addressing the 13th annual general meeting of the Nepalese Association of Financial Journalists in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma clarified that the government did not have different views towards the private sector. He said the suggestions from the private sector would be incorporated in the government's policy. The finance minister was of the view that the problems seen in the country's economy were not stemming only due to internal reasons but also due to the global crisis. Minister Sharma also called on private sector to move ahead together with the government to resolve the problems. Similarly, Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, Mahaprasad Adhikari, said that although the private sector was facing problems due to various reasons, including a liquidity crunch, this situation would not last forever. Governor Adhikari mentioned that although liquidity in the market had eased to some extent in the recent period, there were still some challenges taking place from mid-December 2022 to mid-January 2023. The embassy of the State of Qatar in Nepal yesterday hosted a reception to mark Qatar's National Day and the commemoration of the founder of the State of Qatar, Sheikh Jassim bin Mohammed Al Thani. The Vice President of Nepal, Nanda Bahadur Pun, was the chief guest at the reception held at Hotel Solti in Kathmandu. According to the embassy, the celebration of Qatar National Day this year coincides with Qatar hosting the 2022 FIFA World Cup, hence it has been marked with a keen interest. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha has sought coordination and collaboration between the government and parliament. Addressing an event organized by the Federal Parliament Secretariat on the occasion of the 16th Federal Parliament Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairperson Timil Sinha reiterated that the government and parliament should understand each other's business and work in coordination. He also pledged to move ahead addressing the issues seen in the parliament service by holding discussion with the future leadership. Of the 175 million litres water brought from Milamchi River, 110 million litres is being distributed in the Kathmandu Valley since December 9 under the Milamchi Drinking Water Project. The Kathmandu Upateka Khanipani Limited, KUKL spokesperson Prakash Kumar Rai said the KUKL was distributing 120 million litres of water from Wednesday evening. Of the 10 tanks built in the valley for distribution of Milamchi water, 8 are said to have been filled with water from Milamchi River. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओ वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 141 people have been killed and dozens injured on Tuesday by widespread floods and landslides caused by heavy rains in Congo's capital, Kinshasa. The Al Jazeera reported that the entire neighborhoods were flooded with muddy water and houses and roads ripped apart by sinkholes and landslides. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the road could be closed for as long as 4 days. The death toll was compiled by the General Management of Migration, a part of the Interior Ministry, and the ministry said that the death toll might rise further. Now, football. France has reached the final of the FIFA World Cup 2022 underway in Qatar. France defeated Morocco 2-0 in the second semi-final match played yesterday. Argentina had defeated Croatia 3-0 in the first semi-final. France will now face Argentina in the final match to be played on December 18. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumini province. And it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Election Commission unveils final results of November 20 Federal and Provincial Assembly elections. Election Commission to present the final election results to President Bidya Devi Bhandari today. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says government is committed to resolving country's economic problems. At least 141 people killed as floods sweep through Democratic Republic of Congo's capital Kinshasa, and France reaches final of the FIFA World Cup 2022 after defeating Morocco 2-0. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.